It's Friday, and it's time for Let's Eat with me, Chef Nick. Join us from 3 to 4 for an hour of food, drink, and a little information. Call in and have a chance to win a gift card. Call 769-9577. Thanks for tuning in to Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM. Good afternoon, Lakeshore listeners. Thanks for joining us on Let's Eat. You got Sharon Jackson here in the captain's chair, and I'm Chef Nick. And we got an exciting hour for you of just food goodies. I mean, this place here has got so much stuff. I don't even know where to start, how to start. I don't even know if we're going to be able to get it all in. I mean, this place is like a puffula, right?
A plethora. You're going to have them over twice.
Right. See, that Greek accent always gets in the way when I try to say big words.
Yeah, I know, but you guys got nice beaches.
I know we do, but we got to learn to talk a little better. So what we're doing is we're encouraging you to call in 769-9577, 769-9577. We want you to join the conversation because today we got Old World Market out of Valparaiso Inn. And boy, it's a market just stuffed with goodies.
Oh, I love that kind of stuff.
Don't you?
I do.
Yeah, it's like it's sort of like the
makes me happy.
The old markets when I was a kid, but fresher, more upscaled.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
Kind of neater, things that you're looking for.
Right, right.
So how's it going, Sharon?
It's good. It's good. You know, just
yeah.
Going to work, staying in.
How's the snow treating you since you come all the way from the Illinois side?
Oh, yeah. You know, I dug out the other day. It took me about an hour, 45 minutes to an hour. But now my driveway is nice and clear. So mm-hmm.
You're getting ready for this Saturday.
I thought it was going to be worse than what it was.
Yeah. They always pump. You know those weathermen? They always want to be superstars.
Well, I mean, you know, it always seems like it's going to be a lot worse.
Uh-huh.
You know, something a lot of times.
Yeah,
so
you get more TV time.
That and that they have nothing else to talk about, maybe. So, you know, and that's the biggest thing going on. So then it seems like the biggest thing going on. And sometimes, like, remember the blizzard of February 2011?
Yeah.
That was big.
That was big.
That was big.
Well, we'll see. We're going to get a little bit of snow this weekend. I kind of can't wait.
Yeah.
You know, all I'm going to do is get
snowbound. You're a winter guy, though. You like that stuff.
I'm going to get snowbound, and then on Sunday, I'm just going to do my taxes.
There you go.
That's the only thing. That's what,
like
there's no football. There's no football. I know. I did my dryer last night.
There's a Pro Bowl game or something.
Don't worry about it. This is the Super Bowl, and that's all I care about.
Yeah.
So we're getting ready for a big show here.
Yes.
And how are we going to go to Valparaiso? Since we're going to an old world market, we got to go into old world transportation.
Yeah.
And back then, all they had was horse and buggy.
Mm-hmm. Let's walk out there.
Let's get out there because we got to go visit Patty. We're going to visit Susan, and you know they got a really cool place. It's right on the square, right by the ice skating rink. If I had $1 million, I'd try to buy it from her, but I don't have $1 million. She probably wouldn't give it up anyway. I don't think she'd give it up. I wouldn't give it up. I think I would just hang out there. It's a great place to have a glass of wine too.
You know, food is entertainment, and wine is too.
But you know, being in this wagon, there's no way we'd be able to drink a glass of wine.
It's a little drafty.
It is drafty. It's a little bumpy. Yeah. But, you know, US 30's, you know, it's a good route to get there. So you just kind of go down US 30 and then head into downtown Valparaiso.
Yeah, I don't have any turn signals on this thing.
I know. You won't do the old-fashioned way. Just stick your arm out.
Yeah, they'll know what I'm saying.
We encourage you to call in 769-9577, 769-9577. You're listening to Let's Eat, 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio. And we're here. We're going to visit Patty, and Susan is her manager from the Old World Market out of Valparaiso. How you guys doing?
Thank you for having us.
Oh, gosh. It's been 2 years since we've had you.
No.
Yes. 2018 is
right
when you bought it, right when you opened up.
Yeah.
Isn't that exciting? So I figured, you know, we got Valentine's coming up. We got the Super Bowl coming up. I figured, hey, this is one place I is always in my mind. Okay. I think it's a beautiful location, beautiful shop. And people out there, if you go on their Facebook or the website, you'll see some beautiful food. I figured, you know, with these two holidays coming up, well, Super Bowl's a holiday now, you know, it'd be great to have you guys on. Because you guys offer a lot of different stuff.
We do.
Okay. So, Patty Locke, how are you?
I'm doing good.
You want to give a little bit of background about yourself since we haven't seen you for about 2 years?
So, we bought Old World Market back in October of 2018. It's part of what I grew up eating and my heritage, being a first Italian American to So it was just an easy gravitation to be part of Old World Market and buy it. So I brought in Susan just within a week of purchasing Old World Market, and she's a chef.
Oh, you were here since 2018 then?
Oh, I started, yeah.
Oh, okay, because you brought in your, I think you brought your husband in the first
time. I did. I brought my husband and I brought Gabby.
That's right.
And so Susan and I had met just 2 weeks before I purchased Old World Market, and she's been my sidekick and a great friend throughout this ride.
Right.
She's when I call at 3 a.m.
When we do that. Yeah.
A lot.
Or you call her when the temperature's too hot in your place.
It is. It's like, oh, my God, what'd you do?
And Susan, when I'm sweating, I call her out on it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? We got somebody that called in right away.
Yeah, so, somebody already wants to talk.
I like it.
Hey, how you doing? Who we got out there, Sharon?
This is Terry.
Hi, Terry.
Hey, Terry.
Oh. Whoa. Terry fall off?
I think she did.
Oh, Terry.
Call back, Terry.
So, Susan, give us a little bit about your little bit of background about yourself.
I have a background in market research and worked in Chicago for years and decided to do a career change. Wanted to teach cooking, and I didn't think it would be credible for me to just go teach cooking without any credentials. So went to culinary school, owned a cooking school in Highland for a couple years.
Oh, what was the name of that?
La Cucina.
Okay.
It was on 45th. Had that for a couple years, and then got, you know, kids were little, got more into doing in-homes, private chef kind of stuff, and when this opportunity opened up with Patty, it was just perfect segue right back into it.
Oh, okay. So you like being going to an establishment and doing your work compared to going to people's homes and doing cooking classes?
It's funny because we have been discussing this lately. It's fun to interact with other, you know, in the kitchen. You know, everybody thinks they don't know how to cook.
Right.
I definitely know I don't know how to.
Oh, but you do. You know you do.
It's a little bit.
It's a lot easier, and that's one thing that we like to do it when at the store. Someone came in today and said, "You don't have any pizza sauce," and I said, "Here's a can of tomatoes. Let's talk about this."
Here's a can of tomatoes. Let me grab a little of this basil. Let's talk a little bit.
And we talked, and she bought the can of tomatoes, and she's making pizza tonight.
So Patty, give us a little history about the building, because the building. I love that building. I mean, I think you do too. In the inside, I don't know if you've done more stuff to it, but give us a little history about the building and you know, how many years you've been there and all that kind of stuff.
Well, Old World Market's been in the building 20 years. We celebrated in July, we celebrated 20 years of being in downtown Valpo in that location.
So you bought the business?
I bought the business. Okay. So yes, there was two other owners in between that 20 years, so I'm the third owner.
What has it for 20 years? It's been a market. What was it before that? Do you know?
It was before that. It was a beauty salon.
Hairdresser.
A hairdresser.
How old is the building?
100 years old.
100 years old. No ghosts.
No, it has the best vibes.
No ghosts.
No ghosts.
Absolutely not. That's what we talk about all the time. Is we do, because let me tell you.
Is this before you pop the cork or after?
No, I'm telling you. We go in that basement and it's a creepy basement.
Yeah.
But it's not creepy. You're not scared.
Yeah. It could be pitch black and you don't care. You're going down these little corridors and it's like, it feels good down here.
It's Casper.
Yeah, it's just this beautiful vibe, and that whole building has a great.
Well, you're talking about vibe. Why don't you give us the vibe? I mean, what's the atmosphere when you approach it, when you go inside? What's the feel of the place?
I hope it's inviting.
I think it's inviting. That's one thing a lot of people have. They walk in and they're like, they're comfortable, and they want to talk,
And they tell us their stories. I mean, I think we just become this inviting, open, just tell us what you're doing this weekend. How can we help you? Tell us. So we've become really family with a lot of our customers, where we know what they did on the weekend. We just had a customer last week. I just had my first grandbaby. You know, it's like they want to come in and tell us what's going on in their in their lives. And we get excited for them and help giving them great food to celebrate those times. And I think that's where I think people are getting excited at choosing ours. One of the best moments was during the holidays. There was always a little boy who would come in with his mom, and comes in and they're like, "We're celebrating today." And so another one, I'm in the back, and so I find out. So I'm like, "We're gonna give him
know what you're talking
cannolis.
About.
And I'm like, celebrating? I don't know what he's celebrating, but I have a feeling I know what he's celebrating. So I go do some cannolis. Susan comes back and goes, I need to do it. I'm like, okay, we got it. He chose our store to be, he found out that day that he was cancer free. And he was, and he wanted,
yeah, he wanted cheese.
He just wanted cheese.
Don't make me cry.
And meat.
We did.
I know.
And so I was just going to give him free, you know, for a little pack of little cannolis and say, hey, I heard you're celebrating something. Well, then when I heard that it was for, I gave him his whole thing for free.
Yep.
And said,
yeah,
it is on me. It's like we were all bawling. Mm-hmm. It was so that's the part that I think makes us so excited.
When you touch someone.
About going to work is that we're always looking at how can we touch someone's lives.
Yeah.
How can we? And I think people have felt that vibe of our whole crew.
Because when you're in there, it's like a market. I mean, you got deli cases, you got the cheeses out, you got everything out. People can get samples. I mean, you guys.
Not as of right now.
Oh, because of now.
COVID.
Well, right. You can, next time, just toss it in your mouth.
Toss it.
But, you know, people
make sure
you
wear gloves.
You know, got that. And that gives that atmosphere, because I've worked in delis and stuff, where you have conversation. Mm-hmm. It isn't, hey, I want the gyros with this and this. But no, they're striking up conversation because they're trying to find ideas of what to cook, what to buy, what to eat.
And that's the thing. We may be behind the deli case, but somebody asks us a question. We're excited. Come on out. Showing them certain ingredients. Yeah. Showing them, like Susan with the tomatoes today. It's like, come here. Let's talk. You know, same thing with wines. Today we had customers coming in. It's like, come on. Let's go sit. And that's where we're coming out of our space.
Right.
We want to, you know, be your friend and be part of your family of how can we help that your wines be better or your food be better.
You know, you have a friend on the phone, I think. Who do we got on the phone?
Got
I don't know if it's your friend. But
two friends or two people. Okay, we have Trisha first.
Hi, Trisha.
Hold on a second. Let me pull up Trisha.
You got Trisha?
Hold on.
Okay,
go ahead.
Trisha.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm great. I'm not a friend yet, but I'm hoping to be.
If you called here, you're our friend. You got a question for these ladies here?
I do. I haven't been there before. I've seen it. I popped by the website, and I saw two of my favorite words together in the word club about wine and cheese club.
Yes.
And I need to know more because I love both things.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, talk about your wine and cheese club real quick.
Okay, so every month we work hard on selecting a wine and cheese. Not only do I taste the wines when I purchase a store, I told my vendors, not only do I taste, Susan takes, and definitely Gabby. All three of us have a similar palate, but a little different. So we take our notes, and not only do we take quietly, everybody does it either on a notepad or I do mine on my laptop. Then once we're done with our notes, then we're allowed to talk and say, what did you get? What'd you get? We have a very small wine selection, but every one of those wines are hand-selected, and we're able to tell you the flavor note of every wine on that shelf. They're on there for a purpose. It doesn't matter if it's $6.99 or it's 330 opus. You know, they're all on there for a purpose. So with Wine Club, we hand-select every single wine. So you could do a red-white or a red-red, and then you could also pair it with cheese, and it starts at $30 a month. For the red white, the red red is $35. If you do red white cheese, is $40, and red red cheese is $45. And we go all around the world. This month we were in Lake County, California. Next month we decided to go French. We like to pair. We like to pick grapes that a lot of times people aren't familiar of. So to get them out of their little comfort zone of just a Cabernet or a Pinot Noir or in that. So we are hand selecting. We do a little printout. Susan actually does all the wine notes. English being my third language is not English is not my best thing.
You'd never
know. No, I let her do that. So Susan does all the writing, all the things on there, and so she handles all that, and she has fun. She has fun with the descriptions, and so we tell Wine Club members, it's like, if you really want to know, don't read our notes past, like, the introduction. And that's where we've had Wine Club members since 2013 from when the previous owners started it, and they're loving it. And, you know, we have grown three times from when the previous owner had Wine Club, and it's because we are seriously, we
wine
take
drinkers.
It seriously.
We take it seriously. Red, wine red. Drinkers.
So you get two reds.
Oh, two reds.
You get two reds. And I mean, we this is what we grew up with. I mean, Italians, we've been drinking wine since, you know, since our little bottles. And it's normal. It's okay, you know, for us to say, okay, I want to learn. So it's like for us, it's like every day. It's a glass of water.
Yeah.
For us.
Right.
So
right.
Having wine club is it's phenomenal because we just enjoy bringing new adventures to you. So like one of our wine clubs was a Royal Caribbean cruise. So we selected a European cruise that had Croatia. Sicily, yeah. Spain, Italy, Rome, and then...
And then the cheeses.
The cheeses. So we're like, okay, so it's COVID.
Sounds like a great deal.
I want this job.
Yeah. I know, right?
It's not always, trust me, we don't always taste... Fabulous wines. We've had some pretty awful experiences.
Hey, Trish, where are you calling from?
She's calling from
Whiting, Indiana.
Okay.
Come visit us, Trish.
So what we're going
to
do.
Crazy.
Oh, I plan to.
What we're going to do, what kind of wines do you like? You like the sweeter? You like dry?
I tend to like sweeter, but it's kind of like craft beer with me. I will try wines or try beers that I don't like because I used to not like stouts. And then I tried one and. You never know what's going to turn you to liking something different. So I like to try a little bit of everything, really.
And you know what, Trish? Another thing that we do, especially for customers that are starting off with their sweet, they like that sweet wine. We have a good 20-some wine lovers that have always been the sweet Moscatos or that sweet, you know, syrupy. Mm-hmm. We have slowly transitioning them to learn how to train their palate from sweet to going a little bit more dry. So maybe even wine club may not be something for you. We work with you personally on, we know exactly what we just gave you last time. You take your notes on it and you come back and tell us, hey, I love this because of this, or I didn't like this. Then we're like, okay, go on the shelf. Let's talk about this one. I think this one will be ready. You're ready for this one next. So we love seeing that growth of people learning how to go from sweet to drier.
So Trish,
I love the personal working with your customer. That's beautiful.
So, Patty and Susan are going to work with you at the Old World Market because Patty's got a gift card for you, and we're going to send that out.
That is awesome. I can't wait.
Thanks for listening in,
that
okay?
That is so cool.
Thank you.
Have a great day.
Thank you.
Patty
you
and
Susan. You guys too.
Okay, we have another caller. Who do we got there, Sharon?
Oh, you know what? We have, Terry. My notes.
Terry.
The one that got cut off before.
I'm sorry, Terry. How are you doing?
Fine. How are you?
Good. So, you got a question for these ladies here?
Yes, what kind of items do you normally put on a charcuterie board for, say, about six people?
And we, you know what? They brought one in, too. We're going to get to that in pretty soon, but go ahead.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. So our charcuterie boards are all, you know, we have our staple charcuterie board that we make, and then we also do custom. So my suggestion always for a charcuterie board is about variety. Instead of doing one big chunk of pepperoni or a hard salami. We go for variety. So actually in our charcuterie board, we do sopressata, capicola, hard salami, pepperoni, and fennel salami. So you're getting, it's about the flavor explosions of each one of the cheeses. And that's the same thing with the meats. And that's the same thing with the cheeses. We are doing Piave, Cotswold, cheddar, and
a brie.
And who's our fifth?
Iberico.
So you're going to Spain. So it's about different textures. I know, we go to Spain. So it's about, you know, instead of putting one big hunk of something, it's about having different flavors, different colors, and different textures is what makes...
You're trying to appeal the eyes, correct. The aroma, and the palate, right?
And I always say you eat with your eyes first.
You do eat with your eyes
first.
You know,
people always think it's about the taste and all this.
I was licking the Facebook page because it looks so good.
It's always... So, yeah, it's about having a different variety is what makes a charcuterie board, you know, from a basic to more... complex.
Like the flavor combos.
Right.
Yes.
There's some thought put into it.
There is. There's
it's just like, hey, I want a ham tray.
No.
You know.
No.
It's nothing like that. It's a little bit more thought into it just all the way around. So, Terry, where are you calling from? Where are you calling from?
Valpo.
From Valparaiso. So you know where the Old World Market is, don't you?
I'm sorry. What?
You know where the Old World Market is?
Oh, yes, I do.
Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to send you out a gift card to the Old World Market out of Valparaiso, and this way you can get your own charcuterie tray.
Oh, thank you very much.
Hey, thank you. Thank you for calling in.
Bye.
Folks, you're listening to Let's Eat on 89.1 FM, Lakeshore Public Radio, WLPR. Sitting here with me, Chef Nick, Sharon Jackson. Our guests today are from the Old World Market. We have Patty and we have Susan, her manager. Patty's the owner. And Patty, why did you get into a market? Why did you get into what you're doing now? It is a market. It's not just like a deli. It's got all kinds of stuff, breads. Why'd you get into that instead of saying, hey, I'm going to open an Italian restaurant? Did it fall in your lap?
It did.
Okay.
How did it fall in your lap?
Do you know what? Somebody.
Wait, real quick. What does your husband do?
He's a pharmacist.
Okay, that's what it was. Okay. Oh,
right.
Okay.
Or Northwest Health now.
Okay. Okay. So now, how did it fall into your lap?
Somebody approached me. I was doing a bunch of catering, little side jobs, you know, out of the house. I used to be a sous chef over at the Bed and Breakfast at Aberdeen.
Okay. Yeah.
When it was, you know, the old setup, and somebody approached me and said, "This is something for you. You know, you may need to look at this." And my kids were getting older and they realized I never could sit still. And, you know, my kids didn't need me as much. They were, you know, more independent. It's like, oh my God, I just can't sit at home. So we just looked at it for a year. And finally, one day, my kids were going back to school and my husband comes home and I'm like, I need a purpose. I think I need to buy Old World Market. And he goes, one moment, please. He goes out to the truck. He goes, we had a board meeting today. And he goes, I won this book. And it was a book on the purpose of a driven life. Mm-hmm. And he goes, first thing I noticed when I won the book, he goes, it was Italian bound. And he handed me the book and he said, go buy Old World Market.
Mm. Wow. That's good. A cool story.
That's a real cool story.
So it was just meant to be. It was meant to be. Yeah. So, and it was just an easy transition. Instead of starting something from the ground up.
It's kind of turnkey.
It was kind of turnkey. So I always tell customers, you know, be patient with us. Rome wasn't built in a day. Mm-hmm. I can't transform the store. So it had great roots to it. The previous owners did a great job with that. And I'm just bringing it between the crew with Susan and Gabby and Carrie. We're just bringing it to another level of what we thought Old World Market could be. So it was just easier transition to have something that had great roots.
Folks, if you want to join the conversation, it's 769-9577, 769-9577. We have Patty and Susan here from the Old World Market out of Valparaiso, and they actually have gift cards to give out, so you can try some of their delicious things. Last time we had you on was December 7th of 2018. Wow. So my question to you is, what was probably one of the biggest adjustments? What are the, not counting the, what with the virus, mm-hmm. just what did you learn? What have you done different? How do you feel like you got better, stronger, inventory wise? Was there a lot of mistakes? I mean,
Oh yeah.
So
you want to answer
Susan,
that?
Susan, tell me what, because I know in my own restaurant, the difference between me 10 years ago and right now is like almost night and day in how I operate, how I make things, you know, the menus changed because your public comes in and tells you what they want.
Yeah.
Sort of. So Susan, what's some of the adjustments you've made in the last few years?
That's one thing we're learning is what people want and what people don't want. And I mean, you know, the one thing, you know, Patty comes in, you know, making these phenomenal charcuterie boxes, and that was a little learning curve mm-hmm. for the rest of us because we had never, you know, we've all done a cheese plate before, but I mean, these are works of art.
Right.
And, you know, next thing we know, it's Christmas, and we've been a team for not even barely 2 months. And, you know, now it's.
You answer her questions without her even
yes,
asking
I do.
The whole question?
Yeah.
Yes, I do. In English. Although when she speaks Spanish or Italian, I can oddly understand what she's saying.
Well, let me ask you this, Patty, on inventory or like your food, how have you evolved in that? I mean, when you first started, was it a little bit more basic and you got bigger?
Because no,
I think
no,
you were doing bread. You were trying to do breads and stuff when I first talked to you. I mean, has all that evolved to where it's like, you know, snap, snap, it works. Everything's running pretty good.
It is. And that's where it's the part of the prep work. You know, we've gotten so much better on knowing exactly how much we need to prep or have ready or giving each person a delegation of, okay, you're going to handle this, you're going to handle that, versus just doing
everybody's
scattered. So it was more about prioritizing.
Well, and finding our strong points and making it a team mm-hmm. where we all, you know, Patty's a numbers girl. I'm not numbers. You know, Gabby is our super taster. The girl has a phenomenal palate. Mm-hmm. You know, she's with the wines and the cheeses, and she pulls out characteristics. And
so has your inventory expanded?
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, by far.
I guess that's the question.
Okay, yes. So I think our inventory expanded quite a few hundred SKUs. Absolutely. It was about expanding. I mean, I added more shelving units. I've added more shelf space. I rearranged. We did a built out kind of a thing. So was to use the space more accordingly to what we're seeing customers buying mm-hmm. kind of thing. So we did quite a bit of rearranging, redoing stock, adding more bar items. Bar items have been a huge hit for us. So old fashions have been, you know, the rage, and we were seeing that. So it was like bringing in more items on there and realizing beer. We have a beer corner, but he's just not as big as he used to. Now we're really prioritizing more on old world beers or so. It's
you just,
learning
you can
on
only
that.
Retail sell your liquor, right? You can't. You're not making. Old fashions. Are you able
no.
to?
No.
Okay.
No. So there's no drinking in the
uh-huh.
store.
Okay.
We're
it's like a bar setup where you can
no,
have a drink
we wish.
Right there. Yeah.
Just to do samples for mm-hmm. wine.
Yeah.
We would love to be able to do that. But no, that's only for us if with our vendors as we're sampling to see if we're going to put on the shelf. So no, we do help our customers on the bar part of it. So my husband's a huge old fashioned guy and he has this recipe down packed. And so customers will come in and they're like asking us and we're like, okay, you have to buy this brand. But you got to match it with this, and they're in love with it.
That's perfect.
So it's like we'll come up with recipes mm-hmm. and all of that. And so when a customer comes out, I'm looking for this, or I'm looking for this. We're like, okay, mix this with this, with your alcohol here, because mm-hmm. we don't sell hard alcohol.
Right.
So it's like bring us to the table. Do this, and add it to this. And again, it's that personalization that we love doing. We love talking about cocktails. We love talking about wine. We love talking about food. And, you know, with our backgrounds on every pretty much genre, it's like we can make it. So it's like, okay, you want to do this? Let's whip it up this way. Try this and this and put it together. And,
yeah. And then over time, you know, with just as you both do things, you kind of get naturally better at it and
yes.
things fall into place, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. You are listening to Let's Eat with Chef Nick. Thanks for listening. Give Chef Nick a call at 219-769-9577 to take part in the conversation or ask a question, and you could win a gift card to Chef Nick's Eatery in Winfield, or you could win a prize from one of his guests. 219-769-9577. That'll get you right to Chef Nick at Lakeshore Public Radio, 89.1 FM.
Welcome back. We're sitting here with Sharon Jackson, me, Chef Nick, on Let's Eat, 89.1 FM. We're visited with Old World Market out of Valparaiso, a place that has a ton of stuff in there. And that's my next question. Who determines what you're going to buy and what you're not going to buy? How do you determine your stock or new items? What do you guys do? What's your process?
Gabby and I both work on that. Okay. Pretty diligently. Gabby works on all the cheeses. I give her free realm. It's like, hey, find some cool things. And that's where every week we're bringing in one or two, three different cheeses. And once, you know, they're like feature cheeses mm-hmm. that we bring in. And then the stock, it's really seeing how we see the people shopping.
Mm-hmm.
Are they buying more soups? Are they buying more pasta items? Are they getting more? Do they want more seasonings? And so I'm constantly researching. We're constantly going on different websites, Googling small proprietors, sending out messages. So I will send out. That's what I do at 3 in the morning.
You know, I noticed you guys do a lot with the community. I mean, like events. I mean, if you go on your website, you list a lot of events that you're at or things that are going on in the community.
We try to.
Yeah.
As of right now,
yeah,
we haven't been able to do much, but we try to.
Yeah. I mean, the only event now was, what, mask knitting? Something like that?
Pretty much.
As long as you're alone. As long as you're alone.
But I noticed you guys, you're very active with the community.
We try to be.
You're very, very, very active. So, you know, we've talked about the style of the building and what's your personalities and how you pick things. What's your restaurant side? What do you offer, like, if somebody comes in and they just want something to eat for lunch or
anything like that?
Yeah.
Okay, so we don't have, like, a sit down right. and eat kind of place. So what we do is more grab and go.
Okay.
So what we tell our customers, they'll come in and I was like, I want one of those Italian subs. They're on the shelf. You know, we're not a Jimmy John's is what I
right.
explain to everybody. It's hard for us. We're such a small crew
mm-hmm.
to just go run to the back and make a sandwich. Sometimes we have time and we could throw one together. But we have grab-and-go sandwiches. So we have an Italian. We do traditional muffuletta. We have our roast beef with chimichurro that we make.
You know,
we have a turkey brie, apple stuff. So we have them all ready to go. In our antipasti case.
Okay.
So you come in, you grab your sandwich, and you know, so a lot of people grab a chip or grab some orzo salad and from our antipasti case. So it's a lot more grab and go.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where we've been realizing that's been a need downtown, especially mm-hmm. with the courthouse right there.
Right.
And people don't have that much time to have a sandwich or you know, wait for something. So it's more, we try to go more based on European style. If, like you're going to Italy,
mm-hmm.
they have all those sandwiches ready to go. You want mustard? Go do that at home. You know, we can't, you know, we don't add anything to it. That's your sandwich.
Mm-hmm. Who do we got on the phone?
Yeah, we got Ariel from La Crosse.
Ariel.
Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm good. How about you?
Good. Thanks for calling in to Let's Eat. You got a question for Patty or Susan?
I do. I actually just recently moved to the area, and I love wine. And I was looking for somewhere that has
food.
A larger selection than the grocery stores. Do you have a large selection of wine in your store?
We do. We have over 220, I think, right now as of today. And we range from 220 to...
Wow, that's pretty big.
220 to 250 wine SKUs at a time. And they range from... Your staple Cabernets to a sweet Brochetto.
Mm-hmm. She knows how to roll the R's.
So we do. And like I said, every one of those wines are on our shelves for a purpose. And we're able, and we love new wine people because I want everybody to just have a great glass of wine. And again, you could get it for $6.99. You know, my staple is the best wines are $12.99 to $69.99.
Yeah.
Those are our favorite wines on
our
shelves.
Our
Tuesday night, you know, kind of wines. So, yeah, we would love for you to come in.
Did you hear about their wine and cheese club?
I did, actually. I was listening on my way home from work, and I heard it, and I was like, oh, that's something I have to join, because I also have a glass of wine, if not two, every single night, so that would be perfect for me.
I love it.
What type of wine do you like?
I love lots of red, hearty, earthy red.
Okay,
so you know what we're going to do? We're going to send you a gift card out to Old World Market from Patty and Susan, and... you know, the radio station is going to mail it out, and you should get it in a few days.
Oh, that's great. Thank
this way you.
Maybe, I can't wait to come in.
Oh, yeah. Use it towards a bottle of wine or maybe that glass or something like that.
Great. Thank you.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you.
See how easy it is, folks? 769-9577, 769-9577. Give us a call. We're talking to Old World Market out of Valparaiso. We're sitting here with Patty and Susan, and who else we got
and
online?
And Jackie from Valpo.
Hi, Jackie.
Hey.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm really excited to be on the call. This place sounds so awesome. I live in Valparaiso now, and I pass by it all the time. And I've been trying to get in since before Christmas, and it just sounds so exciting. I really want to get in there. The Antipasta Grab and Go Bar. I had no idea you guys had like a deli. I thought it would just be like a little market. So the deli sounds awesome.
So are you more interested in the food or in the wine?
Both. I guess
at the same time.
I'm a vegetarian. Sadly, so it's kind of hard for me to find grab-and-go type items. But my boyfriend loves Italian food and, you know, maybe like some type of to-go date night for Valentine's Day or something. Sounds really cool.
So you do anything vegetarian?
We do. So that was one thing that when I bought the store was to bring in vegetarian options. We saw a little need downtown in that. So we have a great jerky that we love. We have a cream cheese that, you know, okay, so a little bit of the vegan part is that we taste, again, everything that's in that store, we tasted it. You know, it's in there for a purpose. So vegan was like our little challenge. Vegan and gluten-free was really our challenge because I want it to taste like real food. I don't want this, you know, paste or we find a lot of them to be grainy. Mm-hmm. A lot of their textures are grainy, so we work really hard on trying to find foods in, with those dietary needs that don't have that or a little like medicinal aspartame kind of in that background. So we found quite a few products we love that are vegan and gluten-free in there. Right now, in the next couple of weeks, we'll be bringing in the cheeses again. We have a great egg substitute that we also have, and that's in the, our freezer. So a lot of our vegan people know, just ask for it. We'll go grab it out of the freezer. We're going to get a restock of that in the
next couple weeks. Actually, Jackie, are you vegan or are you just vegetarian? Jackie?
And on and off. Yeah. Can you hear me?
Yes. Oh. Are you vegan?
Oh, sorry.
Are you vegan or just vegetarian?
I'm just vegetarian, but I lean towards the vegan diet as often as I can. Okay. But it's just really hard to pass up those good cheese and like charcuterie boards. I make them all the time, and I just, I can't be fully vegan yet. But I try, so that's really great to know that you guys have those options.
So what we're going to do, Jackie, we're going to send you out a gift card to the Old World Market out of Valparaiso. So instead of driving by and kind of trying to look in that window, you need to stop and you're going to go right in and get yourself something. What do you got to say?
I really do. Live like 5 blocks away, so I can't wait.
Oh, you walk there.
Yeah,
I mean, it's a beautiful city. Valpo's a beautiful city to be walking around. Patty, you got something else to say to her?
We also make a vegan or a vegetarian, it's vegan actually, sub sandwich. So it uses our hummus with, we have artichokes and red peppers and cucumbers. It is phenomenal. And that one right there, just call us in advance and we'll throw one together for you. We don't have those in the case all the times. So on Saturdays we'll have those, but not all throughout the week. So just call us. We have a lot of our customers will call us in the morning and say, I'll take 3 Italians to this, because we only make a certain amount. We just can't have throwaway. Our margins aren't, you know, and that's the one thing we learned. You know, I don't like to sell something the next day. I want it fresh every single day. So we just make, okay, on this day, I think we're going to sell this much. So then, you know, our customers will call and they're like, okay, I want 3 roast beef sandwich chimichurros. Yeah, I want 2 vegetarian. And we'll have that all ready for you, too.
How's that sound, Jackie?
That sounds great. I've missed cold cut sandwiches and deli sandwiches so much. So that sounds awesome. Thank you so much, guys.
Hey, thank you for calling in. Hope to hear from you again.
Have a good day.
Bye-bye.
Yes. Bye-bye.
So basically, you make everything from scratch.
Correct.
Okay. So I remember last time you talked, you're dealing with bread. You're experimenting with bread. So what kind of breads do you do?
Well, right now we're not doing that anymore. So that it's the learning curve.
Right.
Okay. So our kitchen is
You make adjustments.
Yes. So our kitchen's super small. Mm-hmm. As I always say, piccolo. It's just this tiny little thing. And now that the charcuterie and the more of the catering aspect of the store has expanded, that oven going at 475 degrees to make only 4 loaves, in the man hours, it wasn't worth it.
Right.
So unfortunately, as of right now, we're not making the sourdough breads or expanding. And unless we had 3 ovens and we could roll out at least 20 at a time, it's not financially feasible for us to do 4 loaves, heat up that kitchen in the back so high that...
The breads that that are everyday breads.
Yes.
I mean, we're not doing the sourdoughs, but our everyday breads are phenomenal.
Mm-hmm. And what are those?
We do. We have a baguette. We have a focaccia, rosemary,
and those are
an olive bread. So we source those out.
Okay.
And what we love about those breads is that there's no preservatives, non-GMO, no additives. It is seriously water, yeast, flour, salt. That's it, that are in these breads. So a lot of time, we have our regulars that'll come in and just buy a baguette a day almost. Mm-hmm. And so because they realize that bread's not going to last you 2 days. It'll get hard because there's none of that gummy thing that'll last that bread for a week, 2 weeks, you know, 3 weeks. It's like you look at the dates on some of these breads, and that's where we go back to the European part. You go to France, you go to Italy, you're eating bread nonstop, and it's because there's no additives, and these people aren't gaining weight.
I was going to say, how are they not huge?
Because it's water, yeast, flour, salt. There's no preservatives, no GMOs, nothing's been change and alter to that flour, like this. You know, the store-bought breads mm-hmm. in there where you look at some of these dates and you see that, well, you see that long date on some of the breads and you're sitting there going, there's something wrong here.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, believe me, I remember working in the deli and you make your own, like, dips and things like that from scratch. And I remember they ordered in something. This is when I first started. And the date, I think it was Christmas time, and the date on the salad was my birthday, which is in July.
Yeah.
Well, that was the code date on it.
Yeah, I mean, so does that mean when the dates are that liberal like that, they're that long, does that mean it's the worst for you because they get too much stuff in it?
Well, there's stuff in it. Yeah. And that's what we get. We get so many people that will come in and go, oh, my gosh, I had a charcuterie at a party. And so we get these new people all the time, and they're like, why did your meats and cheeses taste different? There's a huge reason.
Mm-hmm.
If you look at the dates on the meats you're buying at your local store, they're out like 6 months out,
right.
And it's already sliced. It's sitting in sun in light.
Right, light it damages.
Light yeah. damages the cheese.
Mm-hmm.
The light damages the meats.
Mm-hmm.
Alters the flavor. You have
right.
So it's a whole different experience having our hand cut cheeses
yeah.
and meats than having somebody going and buying them.
It's funny. You can go. I worked in grocery stores for 21 years. So you can go to a, say, meat counter and get a package of bologna, and it's been sitting there, and you open it up and look at that top slice. It'll probably have the logo there because the light has ruined all the meat around it. But right where that logo was, where the light, the counter light didn't hit, you can see it because it yeah. wasn't touching it. It wasn't facing
and
it.
And it wasn't facing it. And you got we're so small that we are getting deliveries every day. So there's no warehouse back room with storage of sauces or pastas or meats or cheeses. No, they're fresh every week coming in from our wholesalers.
So you were telling us you do these sandwiches that are grab and go. You do salads that are grab and go?
Correct.
Okay. Do you do any entrees, like hot, steamy,
no.
saucy entrees?
No. The only time we'll do an entree is when Susan and I are doing catering jobs.
Okay.
We do quite a bit of catering jobs on the weekends, and that's when we're putting our spin on things.
Now, do you have a catering menu, or do you just go off the cuff or somebody gives you, hey, we want this, and you just...
We wing it.
You
we,
do?
We're wingers.
Yeah, we are. We,
so you,
we wing
for,
well.
So for catering, you pretty much accept if they have the idea and they can shoot it at you, you guys
absolutely.
Pretty much do it.
And that's the yeah. thing. We like everything personable.
Mm-hmm.
So every event that we do is personalized to that couple, to that party, to whatever it is. So we, again, it's the same person that we want to give our shoppers, we give to our catering people. We sit down with you and talk about what is your event, what kind of people do you have coming, you know, are they eaters, are they not
yeah,
eaters,
are they kids, are they adults,
right.
Correct. Or what's the mixture? That's a big one.
That's
too.
Our question all the time, because people say, what size charcuterie box
yeah.
should we order? And it's like, I don't know. and they're like, well, we have 10 people. I'm like, great. When's the party start? 6 o'clock. Great. Does it end at 8 o'clock or does it end at 2 in the morning?
Yeah.
You know, so these are the questions when we're on the phone taking an order, we all say, great. Now, how much drinking are you all doing?
You need for something like, say.
So we ask for 24 hours, 24, 48
that's
hours.
That's pretty fast.
Yeah. So 24, 48. And again, there's nothing pre-cut. So we don't cut those orders until the day of, you know, your catering.
I hate to say this, we only got like 10 minutes left.
Ah, see?
That hour went by fast. So if you
want to. Calls need to keep rolling in.
769-9577, 769-9577. We have Patty and Susan from Old World Market out of Valparaiso, a very pleasant place to go visit. Do you have a bench in front or anything like that?
I wish. My nephew's working on one.
I can just see.
My nephew's working on one. He has become this cutest little carpenter, and so he's gonna work on it. He was having a hard time finding material
mm-hmm.
and all, for a little while. So, and then winter came, and I said, hit me up a bench in the spring. I would love to see people just sitting on the bench.
Oh, that's
enjoying.
A perfect place. I saw
yeah.
pictures with the mums in front and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I invite everyone to visit their website, too.
We're working on that. So our website is from the previous owner. We just hired someone to revamp the website. So we're hoping within the next month we'll have a whole new website.
But showcase. Your Facebook is...
So that's what we use.
The
more.
Pictures. How many pictures you had there? Like 10,000? I mean, how many pictures?
A few.
So let's get back to the menu. Okay, we do salads, sandwiches. How about dips? What are your signature dips? Do you have a signature item except for the charcuterie box?
No, you know what? Now we just started making ricotta. We're making.
You're making. I saw that you
yeah.
make your own ricotta.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I don't say it like you, but
that's all right. So then like for Super Bowl, we'll be posting about a special charcuterie box for Super Bowl, and we'll be making a beer dip. So there's just different things that whatever we feel like, and that's a cool thing about us is like we'll come up with something, and we're like, ah, let's just throw that out there this week.
Well, real quick, so, Sharon's got a question, but real quick, let me ask one thing: how do you get the word out? Because being like me and you, we're small. We can't afford commercials that have people acting. We could barely can't afford radio too much, and does you know what I mean?
Hey,
so how do you get the word out?
It's really been through social media.
Okay.
Through Facebook, through Instagram. That has been our pretty much basis in there, and it's been a huge thing of word of mouth. Mm-hmm. It's insane. Well, and again, because one of our charcuterie boxes ends up at a party and there's 10 people, 20 people.
Right.
That's our word of mouth, is what we're people are bringing to the table.
And you know what, Sharon? It's amazing being small, and you say, like me, I just started chicken pot pies and beef pot pies.
Oh, yeah.
And there's no way of putting it out except for Facebook or something. Yeah. So at first it's like, man, they're not selling. They're not selling. And now, word of mouth, just like steamrolling now. All of a sudden we're selling a ton of them.
Yeah.
You know?
That's great.
But that's all you got as a little guy. You know, and with these big franchise and stuff, they got these commercials that the burger looks huge, but when you go there, it's as big as your thumb.
Uh-huh.
You know, it's like deceiving. Yeah. You know what I mean? Yeah. And the little guy is actually giving you more of a value, a better quality, except we don't have the power to put it out on TV. That's probably the difference.
Correct.
It's all about word of mouth. That's so if it comes around and it gets bigger and bigger, that means you are doing a very good job at something.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Thank you. Absolutely. So you guys cater. What is your favorite thing to make, and what do you think you do best?
Ooh.
Wow.
Except for drinking wine.
Oh, well,
hey, we all do
we don't
that
have
best.
An answer. No. I'm not a dessert girl.
Mm-hmm.
Patty and I work really well in the kitchen together, which is, I can't say that about a lot of people. That
no, it takes a lot. You're right.
You know, I mean, two chefs in the kitchen sometimes don't.
Spoils the soup.
Yeah. I don't know. I mean,
causes
what's
stress.
Our. Best, okay, so I would say Susan's would be this curry eggplant that is stinking to die for. Like, I even told her, I said, and I'm an Italian, and I'm thinking, I may ask this to be part of my deathbed. is this curry, it is to die for. Hers would be Mexican and this curry.
That's hysterical.
That would be yours, and me would be... I would say my salads and my desserts.
And what desserts do you do? You make your own cannolis?
We do cannolis.
You make the shell, or you just do the stuffing?
We purchase the shells.
Okay, yeah,
so,
shells are
because
tough.
Because it's about keeping that stock.
Right.
So and that's those things we learned.
So you make your own mascarpone?
No, you don't put mascarpone in a cannoli.
What do you put in there?
Ricotta.
Oh, you put ricotta in there.
Yeah, you only go straight up Sicilian ricotta.
But you add the sugar and all that to it.
You got to add stuff to it.
Why wouldn't you use the
mascarpone?
Yeah, that's how I was taught.
No. From who?
from the Olive Garden.
Oh, my God, you're killing me.
Do not go there with Patty.
Oh, my God, my kids would crack up because everywhere we would go, I'd be like, how do you make your cannolis? And they'll tell me cream cheese or mascarpone. I'm like, I walk away. And I'm like, that is not a cannoli. So a cannoli should be straight up sugar, a little bit of marsala, a little bit of cinnamon, little tiny chocolate chips, and our candied fruit. That is all should be in a cannoli.
Okay, you're talking about candy. How about Valentine's Day? What's going on with you guys?
We're doing
That should be a good day for you, eh?
It is. I think every holiday is a good holiday for us. We're going to be doing a little special with a charcuterie box, a $25 charcuterie box. We're going to ramp it up a little bit, so it might be around 30. And then also doing a special with a bottle of wine.
So got any heart-shaped meats?
We don't. There was one cup. There was one.
Yep. As long as I'm made out of heart. We're down to our last 5 minutes. So if somebody wants to call in, you can sneak it in here. After a few more minutes, we're going to cut it off. 769-9577. Joining Let's Eat with Old World Market. We're having a great time here. I'm glad the two ladies came in. What do you guys got coming down the line? Like new items, anything?
We've been looking more on doing some, more in-home bringing in catering and pairing them with wines, having us coming in and talking about the wines and the food together. That is, I think, the part we're working on to do more, is more trying to figure out expanding the wine and bringing that wine to the table and making it approachable. I mean, that's the part that we've been hoping that we've been doing with the store is making that feeling that wine is approachable. Don't think charcuterie and wine is like this pretentious kind of thing. It's like, come on in. You know, this $12.99, you know, Primitivo, it is just to die for.
You need to go in there just to listen or say things.
Right? Yeah. No, I like that.
It is just, so it's about...
Maybe she could read my newscast.
So, yeah, it's about expand that route. We're looking to going more into people's home and really training them on how to pair things and enjoying food and really how to entertain with ease. It's teaching people you can cook. You know how to cook. And that's the part we love trying to tell customers. You know how to do this. Let me show you how easy it is to put it together. Cooking Italian food isn't complicated. I can make a meal in 20 minutes. You know, it's, and that's where I think people have that fear that cooking food is complicated, and it doesn't need to be.
So you're happy with your unit and everything. So you're not looking at expanding into another building or doing. You just want to expand it to people's households.
Correct. Yes. For right now. I mean, the buildings are building right now. So, yeah.
Do you guys do carry out? I mean, not carry out. Do you guys do any kind of delivery or?
We try to stay away. We do curbside pickup. Absolutely. We do a lot of phone calls.
Do you have an app?
No, we don't. So a lot of times it's FaceTime. A lot of times we'll even FaceTime customers and we'll walk them through the store and show them the new stuff we got. It's really FaceTime. We do that with a lot of our regulars. Mm-hmm. Our regulars every Wednesday, every Thursday. We have regulars that'll call us. They send us their list and we shop for them and we bring it out to the car.
Believe it or not, Sharon. We're done with this hour of talking. Mm-hmm. Sad time. I'm going to have to bring them back on again.
Yeah.
I mean, there's
just
so there's
stuff.
I mean,
there's
you know what? I got a whole list here. I mean, I had, you know, come up events, deliveries, shipping, classes, cheese clubs, carryouts. What's trend? I can't get to
Nick
it all.
Nick is doing his homework.
I did my homework, but you guys had so much more to say. So, I'm giving you the last word. Go ahead. You want to thank your fans out there, what do you want to say?
We just want to thank all Northwest Indiana for taking us in their wings and loving everything that we've been bringing to the table, enjoying the cheeses, the meats, the wines, and really becoming our friends. And that's the part that I think has been most heartfelt, is that they're not our customers. They are our friends and our family now. And thank you for that.
So real quick, address?
Is 76 South Washington Street, Valparaiso.
Phone number?
219-476-0700.
And you're on Facebook?
Absolutely.
Susan, you have anything to say before we head out?
No, just come and visit us. We would love to meet, talk about wine, talk about cheese.
Sounds good
to
me.
Swap some recipes.
Oh, yeah.
There you go. Well, Sharon, another hour went by. Mm-hmm. And again, I want to thank the ladies from the Old World Market out of Valparaiso. It's a great place to go to. I can't express it. Just go on their Facebook. It's so much eye candy. You're just going to run there and see what's going on. They got a great little marketplace, great little storefront, beautiful setting right across the street from the courthouse. Am I right?
Yeah.
And they just got a ton of stuff. I mean, everything from salads to sandwiches to charcuteries to meats, cheeses, of course, wines, beers. And you know what they have? They have a lot of suggestions and a lot of ideas on how to cook your dinner or have a great Valentine's or Super Bowl party.
Nice.
So, again, ladies, thank you for joining us here on Let's Eat. And Sharon, thanks for running the boards for me and being my partner here on Let's Eat. Mm-hmm. And again, everyone out there, have a fantastic weekend. That's all I can say. And eat up. Yasu.